Hey, this is Troy from Planet 76. We've got some really good Sixers-focused content coming your way today. Make sure you subscribe to the pod so you can be in the know when we release new content. Enjoy the show. Well, what's going on, Sixers fans? Welcome to another episode of Planet 76, episode 142. Yes, 142 episodes and counting. And this is a special one. This is going to be fun. So we are on the verge of ending the regular season for 2023-2024. And the Sixers, Magic, and Indiana Pacers have the exact same record, 46-35. And just one more game to go coming up on Sunday for the Sixers and each of those teams, as well as the NBA regular season ends in just a couple days. We're recording Friday night just off of the Sixers' win over the Orlando Magic, who I just named. Sixers take care of business at home, 125-113 over the Orlando Magic. And it was a must-win in the sense of if the Sixers want any chance of avoiding that play-in tournament to start the postseason, then they had to get this one, and they do. In case you didn't know, Sixers have now won 7 straight ball games. You like to think that they're getting hot at the right time. That's an encouraging thing to see. And again, 125-113 over the Orlando Magic. We'll start with that, and then we'll transition to kind of the play-in implications that this creates, and what else happened around the league that's created again this 5-6-7 seed right now. Pacers. Or Magic, Pacers, Sixers, where it's all tied up with just one game to go coming up Sunday afternoon. So Sixers take care of business. They do what they're supposed to do. They started out really hot on Orlando, 40-27 after the first quarter. And then Orlando cut it down to just a lead of 7, I think, going into the break. Another big scare moment as Joel drove to the basket, got the bucket. Came up limping a little bit at the end of that second quarter and, didn't get back on defense. Sixers called a timeout, and Joel went straight to the locker room. Fortunately, he did come back out and play in the second half. And Embiid on the night, obviously, he played well, had 32 points, 13 boards, 7 assists, 10 of 23 from the field, knocked down 4 threes, and made 8 of 9 from the charity stripe. Tyrese Maxey was big in his 40 minutes, 28 points, super aggressive, as you like to see with Tyrese, 10 of 19, knocked down 5 threes. Kelly Oubre continues to play very well for this team. He had 21 points, 6 of 14, made a couple threes, collected 9 boards as well. Kind of an interesting note, Sixers primarily saw eight guys see the floor in this one. So the starting 5 of Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, Kyle Lowry, Maxey, and Oubre, and then Batum off the bench. Paul Reed got 15 minutes. Buddy Hield got 14 minutes. Campaign played just 7, and De'Anthony Melton played just 5. Is he still coming back from injury? But Sixers are obviously getting healthy. Harris back in the lineup, Maxey back, Embiid's, he's been back and really encouraged by that. But that could be that starting 5 that we see the Sixers roll out for the play-in or the playoffs of Harris, Embiid, Lowry, Maxey, and Oubre. And again, look for Batum, Reed, Hield. Campaign will certainly play a role off the bench, and De'Anthony Melton to play a role off the bench as well. But the story, obviously, is what this win means for the Sixers moving forward as we inch closer to game 82 on the season. It's amazing. You play 81 games, and there's still so much to be determined in the Eastern Conference. And, there's some stuff going on in the Western Conference, too, that, people have their eye on. But specifically in the Eastern Conference, so you have Boston up top. You have Milwaukee. Only a half-game lead on the New York Knicks as of this moment at 10 p.m. on Friday night. Then you got Cleveland, who did beat the Indiana Pacers tonight. That's an important thing, and we'll tell you why in just a moment. And then, again, Orlando, Indiana, and Philadelphia, 5-6-7 in that order at 46-35. Now, what that does is these three teams being tied gives a little more clarity to the situation, because earlier today, I think a lot of people's heads were spinning. A lot of people still didn't know exactly what the Sixers needed to have happen should they avoid the play-in tournament. But there's a little bit more clarity, again, with just one game to go and those teams being tied. What we do know for certain, focusing on just those three teams, is that if the Orlando Magic, Indiana Pacers, and Philadelphia 76ers remain tied after Sunday, after those games, after all 82 games have been played, the Sixers will be the 7 seed and head to the play-in tournament where they will see the Miami Heat. However, should the Sixers win? Obviously now, you know, again, same record, it makes sense. Sixers in that case, all three teams finishing the same record, would be the team on the outside looking in. Now, should Orlando lose and the Sixers win, then Indiana and the Sixers will be on the right side of that play-in, and Orlando would fall to the play-in. Or Indiana loses and Sixers win, and Orlando wins, then the Sixers and Orlando would be on the right side of that line, and Indiana would face off with Miami in the play-in tournament for that 7-8 game. So that's what we do know. Now, what we also know is who these teams have coming up next. The Sixers on Sunday, 1 o'clock, will host the Brooklyn Nets, look to make it 8 straight wins to end the regular season. But again, they need something to happen elsewhere. The Milwaukee Bucks will be visiting the Orlando Magic at 1 o'clock Eastern time. And then Atlanta will be traveling to Indiana. So all three teams playing at home. And what the Sixers need to have happen is for one of those teams to fall. If both of them fall and the Sixers win, the Sixers will end up with that 5 seed. The reason why that's a little, the saying is beggars can't be choosers, but you end up with the 5 seed. I mean, yes, it's a better seed in number, but a second round matchup potentially, again, getting a little bit down the road, but that would mean a likely date with the Boston Celtics, which you want to avoid, in my opinion, for as long as possible because of how much better they are than anyone else in the Eastern Conference right now. But again, if all three of these teams win, the Sixers must win again on Sunday to have a shot, but they're going to need help. If Indiana won tonight against Cleveland, kind of a close game that Cleveland pulled away at the end and won, if Indiana won that game, then they would be alone by themselves at the 5 seed. And if they would have, again, win on Sunday, then none of these issues kind of would be presenting themselves. The problem with Indiana losing is now they need to lose again if Orlando wins against Milwaukee. I don't know, that Giannis got a little banged up the other night, but with the, and Milwaukee's losing right now, they're going to lose, they're down by 26 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So what that creates atop the Eastern Conference standings in that 2-3 area is Milwaukee and New York will have identical records. At 49-32 with, again, 1 game left to play. The Milwaukee Bucks play the Magic, and the Knicks play against the Chicago Bulls at home. Now, why that's important is because what it means is if they have the same record and they want the 2 seed instead of the 3 seed, Milwaukee, then they're going to need to win against Orlando. Sometimes late season, when your standing positioning can't change at all, then you might rest your starters. Again, I don't know exactly Giannis's deal, but Milwaukee is going to want to win that game against Orlando. They are absolutely positively going to want to win that. And so that's significant because if they do and the Sixers do, then it doesn't matter what Indiana does. Does not matter. Now on the other side, Indiana, you can kind of make a case that maybe the Atlanta Hawks aren't in need of a win that bad because they are locked into that 10 seed no matter what. And so they know their fate. They know they're heading to the play-in tournament against the Chicago Bulls. So who needs a win more, Milwaukee or Atlanta? Milwaukee certainly could use a win more because they are tied with the New York Knicks for that 2 seed. So that's significant. You know, you like that as a Sixers fan. You like that you think that Milwaukee's going to come out and try and win on Sunday. And if they do, if they go down to Orlando and beat the Magic and the Pacers win and the Sixers win, then the Sixers will find themselves in the sixth seed, Indiana 5, Orlando 7, and Sixers will be safely avoiding that play-in, potentially getting a date with the New York Knicks in round one is what, you know, the Knicks are the three seed right now. So, again, that's a lot. And to think, like I said earlier, this after today's games, it adds a little bit more clarity to what we need on Sunday or what other teams around the league need on Sunday. And yet it's still confusing because there's just so much up in the air. Like I said, 81 games, not enough to determine where these teams are going to find themselves heading into the postseason. But the Sixers do know that if they win and Orlando and Indiana both don't win, then the Sixers will avoid the play-in, which is huge, which is a big deal. So get the guys some more rest, get these guys healthy, and get ready for a potential first-round matchup with a team like the Knicks or the Bucks, and see what you can do. So, again, Sixers coming up Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern, will host the 32-49 Brooklyn Nets. Look to make it eight straight and look to see what those other two teams do in the Eastern Conference, and we'll see where the Sixers land. Again, this is episode 142 of the podcast. I can guarantee you that episode 143 will be coming soon, potentially Sunday evening as we gear up for a potential play-in or gear up for the Sixers' first-round playoff matchup with whoever that's going to be with. So be on the lookout for more episodes. I can also assure you that Planet 7-6 5-Minute Recaps will be on their way during the playoffs. And so after each and every single Sixers playoff game, Michael or myself will record a quick, you know, 5-10-minute episode discussing the game and in full detail pretty quickly after each game concludes. So look forward to that for what will hopefully be a long Sixers playoff run. Again, this is episode 142. This is Planet 76. Sixers have won 7 straight, and we'll look to make it 8 on Sunday afternoon to close out the regular season against the Brooklyn Nets. We'll see you next time. You just listened to an episode of the Planet 76 podcast. Hey, we appreciate you joining us for this episode. Whatever platform you're on, why don't you hit that subscribe button for us, and we'll see you next time.